This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Claire Woodcock. The U.S. Forest Service received 11 objections to a draft decision on a logging project in the Upper Frying Pan Valley. Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following this issue and is here to break down some details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Claire.
So, who's opposed to this project?
Well, there's been strong opposition from some home and property owners near the project area. There are environmental groups who filed objections as well, including the Roaring Fork Audubon Society and Wilderness Workshop. The town of Basalt filed an objection, and so did a company called Montrose Forest Products, which would receive some of the timber from this project.
So those groups have some varied interests and concerns. Are there any common threads there?
Yeah, so safety, recreation, and environmental concerns, ecological concerns, are pretty common themes from the homeowners, government, and environmental groups. One of the objections from a homeowner actually has 12 people signed on to it, and these are people who say this is a recreation area, it is not appropriate to log here at all. And these people are also concerned about damage to the ecosystem. I spoke with one homeowner, John Swamley, whose objection is really expansive. He mentions recreation, safety, the economy, and ecology, and has really focused analysis of specific things like how logging can destroy forest mushrooms. Several of these objectors want to see more environmental analysis and certain areas removed from the project. For example, there are units in the project that overlap with proposed wilderness areas, and Wilderness Workshop has asked the Forest Service to remove those. The Roaring Fork Audubon Society is concerned about groves of aspen trees that are included right now. That's because there are at least 28 species of migratory birds that depend on these aspen stands. So many of the objections deal with environmental concerns, but the Montrose Forest Product Company concerns are pretty different.
So what are the grounds for their objection?
This company relies pretty heavily on timber from national forests for their mill. Their objection focuses on cost. Right now, rather than include kind of one really big area that would be clear cut, there are smaller units that are spread out in pockets across the upper frying pan. The Montrose company says it's really difficult and expensive to get equipment into these relatively small areas. So they're asking the Forest Service to kind of expand, include larger areas.
Okay, and what is the Forest Service response, and what are some of the next steps?
Yeah, so right now the regional office of the Forest Service considers the objection. They will go through all of the initial comments and the Forest Service analysis to be sure that that the Forest Service fully addressed all of the initial concerns and that the analysis was complete. I spoke with Deputy District Ranger Erin Carey at the Forest Service. She says they feel quite confident that they've fully analyzed the project, but also that it's good to see this much public involvement. None of these objections necessarily came as a surprise based on past comments, but they will wait to see what the regional office determines. The regional office now will go through all those objections, talk with all the people who objected, and then they can do a couple different things. They can change the decision. They can add or remove acreage from the project. They can also ask for further analysis, which is what several of the objectors are asking for, or they can find that the Forest Service was accurate in deciding that there's no significant environmental impact and they can move forward with the project as it is.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy, and this is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.